Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Donald Trump's global tariff assault has been launched into overdrive. He announced new measures on copper imports and also goods from Brazil. A Section 232 National Security Trade Investigation into the red metal has been underway. The tariff on copper will now stand at 50% from the 1st of August. The US president also informed Brazil that its reciprocal tariff would rise from 10% to 50%. Let's get more on this now. I'm joined by Simon Marks, first of all, from Feature Story News. Simon, thank you for being with us. So the copper, first of all, I mean, this falls under the same category, doesn't it, as steel, aluminium and car tariffs. So what's happened?
Yeah, absolutely, Claire. So this is the result of a process that Donald Trump kickstarted back in February when the White House released a proclamation in which the president described copper imports into the United States as a national security threat to America. And in that proclamation, he wrote, "The United States faces significant vulnerabilities in its copper supply chain with increasing reliance on foreign sources for mined, smelted and refined copper." So now he's announced the outcome of that investigation, and it is a tariff of 50%. There's been no explanation for how that 50% figure was derived. It's another one of these sort of headline-grabbing numbers suddenly unveiled by the President of the United States. And of course, it sent the price of copper in the United States soaring amid fears that countries that are exporting copper to the United States are now going to have to confront those 50% tariffs. And those tariffs will, of course, be passed on to American users of that imported copper. It is far from clear, though, that the president's goal, which is obviously to revitalize the domestic copper mining industry, is something that can, in any kind of short term, be achieved. If you look at commentary that's been provided by the Dutch bank, ING, they point out that the US produces only 5% of the world's copper, that America has seen a 20% decline in copper production over the last decade, and that building new mines in the United States can take up to 29 years due to the permitting processes that the US government forces potential mining copper mining companies and enterprises to go through. So this notion that you can simply slap a 50% tariff on copper imports and lo and behold, in a year or 2 years' time, suddenly the US copper mining industry will have been revived, certainly according to many financial analysts, is fatuous.
Now, let's talk about what's happening with Brazil, because they're facing this 50% tariff. And there is a school of thought that says that this is a shot across the bows of the left-wing president Lula da Silva in retaliation for what Donald Trump says is a witch hunt against the former president and Donald Trump's political ally, Jair Bolsonaro. Is that what's behind this?
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate, Claire. I mean, Jair Bolsonaro was always described as, Brazil's answer to Trump when he was in the Brazilian presidency. He's now facing prosecution over his alleged role in an attempt to overturn the outcome of Brazil's 2022 election, very similar in scale to the insurrection that took place on Capitol Hill on January the 6th, 2021, as Donald Trump tried to overturn the outcome of Joe Biden's win in America's presidential election. So Donald Trump is now using this threat of a 50% tariff on goods manufactured in Brazil as leverage to try and get the prosecution of Jair Bolsonaro dropped. That is one indicator of the fact that this week it has become absolutely apparent across the board that Donald Trump is willing to use these tariffs and the mere threat of tariffs to try and achieve broader geopolitical aims than simply realigning the balance of trade with various countries. And this is not the only threat that he's made to Brazil. Earlier in the week, he threatened them with an additional 10% tariff for being part of the BRICS movement, which President Lula da Silva at the BRICS summit a few days ago described as the modern-day equivalent of the non-aligned movement during the Cold War. So all the BRICS countries were suddenly told they're going to be facing additional tariffs simply because of their involvement in and alignment with the goals of the BRICS grouping. So this is no longer simply about trade. It is using tariffs as one of his principal foreign policy tools to try and achieve a range of outcomes, even when they mean assisting political allies like Jair Bolsonaro, who's found himself in all sorts of legal trouble in Brazil.
Simon, thank you so much. Simon Marks there from Feature Story News. And I'm also joined by Marco Forgione, who is Director General of the Chartered Institute of Export and International Trade. And Marco, thank you for being with us. So the threat when it comes to pharmaceuticals is this tariff rate of 200%. And I've heard it said since he made that threat that that's never going to happen. But even if it were anywhere close to that or higher than the 10%, it would have implications, wouldn't it, for the global pharmaceutical supply chain?
Claire, you know, this is, as was just being said, part of a massive, muscular attempt to rebuild and unpick the global multilateral system. President Trump is using every lever to impose his will of the America First agenda. And you're right, the 200% is an opening salvo, and the fact that he said that, you know, the introduction will be delayed between 12 months to 18 months gives a sense that this really is a negotiation tactic. But it's having an impact already. With regards to uncertainty. And this is particularly relevant for Ireland, of course, which is the fifth largest exporter of pharma.
And talk to me about those implications as you see it and what's happening right now in the market.
Well, you're already seeing businesses under the threat, even before the specifics of the pharma tariffs, looking to rehome or invest in manufacturing production in the US, including some of the key businesses with significant footprint in Ireland. You know, Pfizer, Eli Lilly, Merck, Johnson & Johnson are all committing to increase manufacturing production in the US. And, you know, the pharma sector is a massive globally integrated system. You've got the active pharmaceutical ingredients, which are produced either in the EU or India. Then those are brought in. You've got the design and the research, which is housed. And then you've got the specific manufacturing. And the threat of tariffs disrupts all of those established models and supply chains. So this is a really concerning environment, and it's destabilizing to the global market.
Now, we have heard that exports to the United States have really been soaring because companies are trying to get stock into the United States before these tariffs rise even higher. How busy has it been?
Yeah, there's been a lot of that, trying to get ahead of the tariffs. But that in itself causes issues. You know, you can't just suddenly massively increase production without paying a cost for that. And if you're storing the product in the US, that again also has cost implications. So all of this destabilizes those supply chains, has an impact on the global market for pharma, and means that, you know, there's a risk of shortages or availability issues as companies try and adjust and get ahead of the uncertainty with regards to what's being introduced. And as I say, for Ireland, this is particularly relevant. You know, it's one of the world's largest producers of pharma, and the US is Ireland's biggest marketplace mm-hmm. for pharma.
Yeah, so there are big implications for us here when it eventually plays out. Now, uncertainty too when it comes to the Middle East, and we know that there was an Iran-backed Houthi rebel group which sank a second Red Cargo sea ship in the space of a week. So we've two down now in a week. How dangerous is that region at the moment for shipping, Marco?
For nearly 600 days, the Red Sea and the Suez Canal have been a dangerous environment. And unfortunately, it's now a lethal environment. And this is a really concerning escalation by the Houthis in their methods of disrupting the supply chains. And it's clear that this is linked to Iran and what's been happening in recent weeks and months with regards to Iran and Israel and obviously the US as well. So this is a really concerning escalation. And again, it just creates more uncertainty, more instability. And you know, that increases cost and drives not just inflation, but also availability. But more importantly, we have to bear in mind that these new attacks have been lethal. You know, innocent merchant sailors have lost their lives because of the actions of the Houthi rebels.
Marco, thank you for joining us on the programme. Marco Forgione there. Now, we have a yellow warning in from Met Éireann, and this is unusual for us here in Ireland because it's a high temperature warning. It's effective from Friday night at midnight until 6 a.m. on Saturday, or rather from midday tomorrow on Friday until 6 a.m. on Saturday. And the affected counties where you'll experience temperatures, if you're in these places, in excess of 27 degrees, nighttime temperatures in excess of 15 degrees. So the counties affected are Carlow, Dublin, Kildare, Kilkenny, Laois, Longford, Louth, Meath, Offaly, Westmeath, Cavan, Monaghan, Roscommon, Tipperary, all affected by temperatures in excess of 27 from midday tomorrow until 6 a.m. on Saturday. That's a yellow weather warning from Met Éireann. Coming up, a Jaws documentary on the story of Jane Mansfield as told by her actress daughter, and we've a great list of what to watch this month. That's on the way after this break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.